Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
God has given me.
I know.
I know.
I know.
who I am. Take it, look at me now. Can you see his glory? Because I know who I am. You don't, it doesn't matter what you see, because I know who I am. Good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and we are recording live here in Orlando, Florida. And it is a great honor for us to be before you this evening. So grateful that you've decided to tune in tonight. We know that God is a God of favor. God is a God of love. God is a God of compassion. And God is a God that chose you and placed him in the bosom of his arm and wrapped you around him so that you will always know that he is there. And I want to just thank so very much for tuning in tonight and for letting somebody else that you know in on the fact that there is a broadcast for Portland. There's a broadcast for the City of Roses. There is a broadcast for the most unchurched city in the United States that God has called out for. And so tonight, we just want to give glory, honor, and praise and thanks to the Butterfields that provide us with this platform that we might be able to minister the word of God to the people of God, to those that might be in shelters, those that might be in nursing homes, those that might be locked into the four walls and not able to come out, to, for those that don't have a church, for those that have a church and just need a second serving of meat tonight. We just thank you so much for tuning in. And we just want to thank the Butterfields again, because without them, we would not be here. They provide us with this platform. They are in Atlanta, Georgia. They are part of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, and we just want to say thank you. And to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and Light of the World Covenant Fellowship. She is the mother. She is the woman of God. She is the covering of God. And we are so grateful for all that she does for the body of Christ. And to, of course, Pastor Kimberly Black, we love you. We are praying for you. We want every one of you that is tuned into the broadcast to lift your hands towards her and say, let the Lord touch your body. We declare healing in the name of Jesus. We declare releases in the name of Jesus. And we just know that God is working miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. And to every other pastor, elder, minister, teacher, bishop, pastor that is on the air, we greet you in the name of Christ Jesus. We love you. We are so grateful for you, for every deacon, every mother on the motherboard, every one of you that tunes in. We are so grateful for you, you, and especially for you, whether you're in Portland, whether you're in Kenya, whether you're in Atlanta, whether you're in California, wherever you are, and you are tuned in, we love you, and we're so grateful that you decided to meet with us tonight to share the word of God. Well, saints of God, we do have a few announcements that I want to go over with you, because we don't want to let it pass the things that are happening in our city and not be able to participate in them. Tonight is Sunday, March the 8th, and so we are going to look forward through the things that are happening in March in the City of Roses. And so on Monday, March the 9th, UVBA and the GMWA choir will be practicing for the Easter Cantata. So if you are a part of the Easter Cantata, you have practice at 7 p.m. at New Hope. And then on Friday the 13th, St. Paul's A Night of Honor Pastoral Anniversary Banquet is at 7 p.m., and the guest speaker will be Pastor Mark Strong. That is Friday the 13th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. And then on the 14th March of March, St. Paul's Pastoral Anniversary, Hoops for Christ, woo-woo, the 303 Basketball Tournament. If you are a man or a woman of God and you think that you can make some three-point shots, if you think you've got what it takes, meet them at St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church for their anniversary Hoops for Christ 3-on-3 basketball tournament from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, you know that as the saints of God, our bodies are the temple of the living God, and we need to keep it healthy and fit. And what better way to do that than to be on the basketball court, running up and down, shooting the ball, amen, and having a good time doing it. And then on March the 15th, St. Paul's 5th Pastoral Anniversary Finale will be at 10:45 a.m. and then a second service at 3:30 p.m. with Pastors Keir and Stephanie Jones from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Again, that is 10 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at St. Paul for their 5th Pastoral Anniversary. You don't want to miss it, saints of God, because it will be a time, what a time, what a time. And then on March the 19th and the 20th, Greater Faith Spring Revival will be happening at 7 p.m. with Pastor Robert C. Jointer. You don't want to miss it, saints of God. Greater Faith Spring Revival at 7 p.m. with Pastor Robert C. Joyner. And then on the 21st of March, yes, we have things happening to keep the body of Christ on the go for the Lord. On Saturday the 21st, New Hope will have its men breakfast at 9 a.m. Come in, men, and fellowship with your brothers, 9 a.m. at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. You know that the brothers must strengthen one another, and how better can you do that than over a meal? Amen. And then on March the 22nd, Greater Faith Spring Revival will be at 3:30 p.m. Amen. At 3:30 p.m. with Pastor Joyner on the 22nd of March at 3:30. And then on Saturday, March the 28th, Greater Faith Unity Breakfast will be at 9 a.m. Now, they are asking for a donation of $10 and children under the age of 10, $5. Greater Faith Unity Breakfast at 9 a.m. Now, this breakfast is happening at 9 a.m., and then there is another Unity Breakfast, New Hope's Women's Breakfast. I think it is combined, New Hope and Greater Faith Unity Breakfast at 9 a.m. I will get the location to where that breakfast is happening and get that out to you on next Sunday. Amen, because you don't want to miss that Unity Breakfast. And then on the 29th, there is a pre-Easter cantata and bake sale at 5 p.m. at New Hope. Pre-Easter cantata and bake sale at 5 p.m. at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And then Bethesda on the same day is having their annual Family and Friends Day at 12:30 p.m. So that would be going to Bethesda's annual Friends and Family Fellowship Day at 12:30, and then at 5 p.m. heading over to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church for their bake sale and pre-Easter cantata. Yes, there is a lot going on, saints of God, in the city, and we want you to make sure that you are aware of everything that's happening and that you are planning your schedule accordingly and that you are inviting your sisters and your brothers out to the things that are happening. And when we also want you to know that there will be a memorial musical in honor of Dr. Robert Earl Houston on Saturday, the 28th at 6 at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. So if you want to come out for the memorial musical for Dr. Robert Earl Houston, meet us at New Hope on Saturday, the 28th at 6 p.m. We know that it is good to give honor where honor is due. And there are people that have been on the battlefield for the Lord and have done much for the Lord. And so we want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. Now, if you miss any of those announcements or you want more information in regards to the announcements, you can always, always, always email Pastor Kimberly Black. And also, if you have announcements that your church is hosting, whether you're in Portland or whether you are in Atlanta or whether you're in, now Kenya is a stretch, but we want to know what you're doing so that we can announce it, so that we can be there to participate. So you can email Pastor Kimberly Black at gssmbc@yahoo.com. That's gssmbc@yahoo.com. And we will make sure we get those announcements on the air. As you see, people have been sending in that information, and we have been bringing it live to you so that you can prepare on what you're going to do for the weekend. Because I don't know about you, on the weekends after I've rested in the morning, I don't want to sit home all day. So I want to do the work of the Lord and be pleasing unto him. And it's good to know what the saints are doing so I can come and fellowship and do the work of the Lord with the saints of God. Amen. Amen. So saints of God, tonight I hope that you are preparing for the word of God tonight. I hope that you are excited about what the Lord has to say, because I am. I know that when God meets us in the place where we are at, that the anointing of the Spirit of God will allow his presence to go forth. And I am excited about what the Lord is doing in the house today. And so, thanks to God, I just want you to know that we have a dynamic woman of God with us tonight. It is like pulling legs to get her to come on and participate with us. But she is a dear, dear friend of mine, saints of God, a friend since pre-K. She is a woman of God in love with God. She is a woman of God that is a married woman with a husband and with four boys, and all of them are knowing that she is a virtuous woman that does the work of the Lord, and she is going to be bringing us the word of God tonight. Now, I am introducing to some of you, and in honor of our friendship, I am allowing the word of God to do the rest for my dear friend, Minister Sandria McWilliams from Dallas, Texas. She is a native of Portland, Oregon, saints of God, but now resides in Dallas, Texas, but still is on fire for the Lord. loves Portland. Her family is still there, and so she wants to make sure that she puts the water on the soil, put the seeds in the ground, put the rain on the ground, or whichever it is that brings part of the increase. She wants to make sure that it happens for the city of Roses. So after I pray, you guys, we are going to hear from Minister Sondria McWilliams. I almost called her her nickname, and she would have hit me. Amen. Amen. So let us pray. Gracious and heavenly Father, we lift you up and magnify your holy name. God, we call you the great I am. We call you the Savior. We call you the mighty warrior. We call you the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We say that you are all that we could ever need or hope for. Father, we pray that you would shake the foundation of us, oh God. Allow us, oh God, to know that it is in seed time and harvest that you would bring about the increase to us today, oh God. We pray, Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, that you would allow us, oh God, to know that we are in line with what you designed for us to be, oh God. That you would allow us during this time of Lent, oh God, to take our minds off of ourselves, put our minds onto you, Lord God, to sacrifice unto you, Lord God, the thing that we might hold dear to us, Father, to let it go, to let you know that you are more important than anything that we can have or do. Father, we pray right now that you would allow your word to come forth. Bless the woman of God that is bringing the word of God tonight. Oh, God, use her in a great and mighty way, Lord God. Now, we pray for everyone that's attentive and listening tonight, oh, God. If they are sick, oh, God, heal them. If they are in need, oh, God, bless them. If they are hungry, God, feed them. If they are hurt, Lord God, heal them. We pray right now that whatever might be standing in the way that keeps them from hearing, understanding, and then moving on your word tonight, that you would remove it in the name of Christ Jesus. Lord God, we pray for everyone that is in chain or in bondage. We pray that you would release them in the name of Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your mighty power would be with us tonight. Father, we have nothing without you. We are nothing without you. So we pray right now that Holy Spirit would begin to surround us, would begin to endow us, would begin, oh God, to saturate the house today, oh God, so that we, oh God, could see the move of Holy Spirit and that you, oh God, would get all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in the name of Christ Jesus, who is matchless. We thank you for your bloodshed, oh God. And we pray right now that you would keep us covered under your blood.
Yes,
Lord. Decrease, Father Sondria, and increase, oh God, the Spirit, that we might hear what you have to say. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, and amen. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name, I turn the call over to you in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen. I'm not expecting you to turn the call over to me because we're going to start off together.
Amen.
And so, again, it's exciting to be here.
Amen.
On Portland Broadcast Radio Station, but we're live from Orlando, Florida.
Amen.
And you cannot take the smile off my face because we have had a really, really good time, a
Amen.
Really great time.
Amen.
So I thank God for Pastor Sherelle Pennington. I thank God for all that she's doing and representing in the Lord and the encouragement and the friendship. And I did hear that tipping to say my nickname, which is fine. That's what friends do.
Amen.
So I am thankful for any opportunity to share the word of God. And I really, in my heart, is wanting just to talk, just to share, declare some things. Pastor Sherelle has prayed over the people of God. Maybe towards the end, just speak a blessing over the people of God. And I'm asking her to just kind of chat with me. Sometimes I flow better a little bit that way.
Amen.
So hopefully she'll jump in here and there with me and kind of keep the momentum going. But I have to, first of all, just again wanted to say, and it was awesome that she acknowledged my family, but I want to thank God for my family, for my husband, John McWilliams, and for my sons. And, of course, I am so happy to be a part of the Grandma Club.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for my Fab Five. God has given me a covering.
Amen.
And it's been very strategic. It's been wonderful. And even on that note, God will do things strategically that will keep you. And I will share a little bit more about that testimony, how before things happen, there are things that God has already laid out on a daily basis that will absolutely keep you. It's been wonderful to live the way that I've been living. It's been so strategic. It's been keeping me.
Yeah.
It's been allowing me to be able to be encouraged and pulled up and just be steady. And I want to kind of talk about, when it comes to things, you can give things so many titles. But one thought that comes to mind is focus or refocus.
Amen.
Another is overcoming trauma, overcoming stress, overcoming grief, just being an overcomer. And it's wonderful to know that I actually have, just to share a little bit more about myself, one of the things that I do, I thank God for my husband, and because of the things that he do, I'm able to be a volunteer. And so one of the volunteer assignments I have is hospice. I'm a hospice volunteer. And sometimes you share that with people and they're thinking, there's no way. But a part of being able to do what I do, also do Meals on Wheels, it creates a thankfulness.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start there, which I probably could end there too, but there are things, strategic things that we could do that will allow us to stay in a place of peace, in a place where we enjoy life, even in the midst of the storm. Mm-hmm. One is thankfulness, gratefulness. And I don't mean surface thankfulness. I'm talking about a gratefulness, a gratitude that allows you to see, to find something good to declare and say in the midst of what someone would think to be traumatic, what someone would think to be dreadful. To find that thing that literally will shut the door to the enemy.
Yeah.
Praise is the highest expression of our faith.
Yeah.
It really does confuse the enemy. Another thing is to get our focus off of ourselves, which again is one of the reasons why I mentioned some of the things that I do. It takes the focus off of me, what I think my sad story is, what I'm going through, and it allows me to be able to lavish God's love on someone else. And the third thing is, remember what God told you to do. Your storm doesn't change what God is calling you to do or what he told you to do. I live like that. I'm like, there are things that there are things that when I'm going through those wonderful, wonderful times where I'm just flowing and I'm hearing from God effortlessly, and he'll give me things, 1, 2, 3. And then those storms come. Guess what? 1, 2, 3 is still there. And I love it because I'll do it in the midst of it. I'll do it. It has nothing to do with how I feel. It has nothing to do with what I'm seeing. It has nothing to do with what my bank account says. I know I heard from God. I know what he told me to do, and that's exactly what I do. And so those three things are truly those ingredients that allow us to enjoy our lives, to have that abundant life, to experience the promise. I remember being in church service, and worship was going on, and the praise was really high. And God brought back to me a scripture, the scripture he gave me. He said, for this season, this is your scripture. And, of course, we all know it in James chapter 1. Count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But to let patience have her perfect work, that way we may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. And I began to think about my situation. We all have situations. And I was thinking about my situation. And I said, God, you want me to count this all joy? And he said, yes, and say what it is. Because it was interesting that the enemy didn't want me to say it. He didn't want me to believe that I could count this all joy. Isn't that interesting, Pastor Sherelle? He didn't want me to believe that I could believe that I can count this, that I can say, Lord, thank you for this situation. Basically, if I could just break it down to you. The Lord wanted me to say, thank you for this. Y'all know what y'all this is. He said, we can say thank you. We don't have to wish it ain't happened. Don't wish it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't have to wish that. We can say, Lord, I thank you. God is just. He wouldn't say, count it all joy if it wasn't possible. He is calling us to believe what we cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to my friend.
Yes,
and I know you get it. He is not asking us. He would be unjust to say, Sandria, count this joy if it were not possible. And I'm here to say it's possible.
Mm.
I'm here to say you can tell God thank you.
Mm.
And call that thing out and say, for this situation, thank you. I would have never thought to put myself through this. But he said, what? I will be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And I'm declaring to you, refuse to go through a trial and come out empty-handed. I know what he's speaking to me. I know what he's declaring. I know what he's saying. Don't let this be for nothing. Don't be saved 21 years and you went around the same mountain 21 years and you don't even realize it sometimes. Because, and one of the reasons why, what? We didn't count it all joy. We didn't ask for it. And it goes on to say, if you lack wisdom, ask, and I'll give it to you liberally and upbraideth it not.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he won't question why you don't know. Why, you know, sometimes we think that. We think we should just know stuff. We should know why this happened, how to get out, what the answer is, what the solution is. He said, I won't question why you don't know. He said, just ask me in faith, not wavering. That's what he asked us to do. And so I'm really just thankful for the power of the Word of God that is able, if we believe it, if we allow room in our lives for the Word of God to be planted and rooted in our heart, that we say, oh, this Word is the answer. You know what we want? We want our situation to change to be the answer.
That's right.
we want to pray, God, when I wake up, I want everything to be the way I want it to be. And what he says is that I'll change you and give you the power to change your situation. But isn't that sometimes what happened, even a part of my growing in the Lord, was God gave me power and authority, but I kept giving it back to him. I kept saying, no, God, here, I'm praying to you that you do it.
Yeah.
And he's saying, no, Sandra, I've given you power and authority that you would do it. He says, Sandra, you speak to the mountain. And a part of that, a part of even that relationship, and I always say the key to living is hearing from God. I always thought the key to living was giving, because when he first started speaking to me, he was speaking to me about giving, so I associated it with giving. But the key to living is hearing from God. And so I really, really recognize that thinking that created a level of passivity. It created, I mean, really, if we give away all this power that God has given us, and we confuse even the definition of sovereignty. Even I did. And God is saying, Jesus said, even when he sent his disciples out, he said, I've given you the power. I've given you the power. And somehow we still pray, God, you do this. He sat down, and we're seated in heavenly places for Christ Jesus, but we're asking him to stand up. And that would be wonderful. I understand why we revert back to that.
Yeah.
But he's saying, no, I've given it to you. And so getting to know him. He's so personal. He says, Sandra, I'll wipe the tears from your eyes. Do you know to wipe tears from someone's eyes is very personal? Have you ever experienced somebody actually physically taking their hands, maybe have a napkin, but actually put their hands to your face to wipe your eyes? He's just that personal. He's not saying he doesn't understand what you're going through. He's not saying he doesn't understand what you're feeling. He's saying I'm personal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wipe those tears from your eyes. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And he's saying, I want to empower you. I want to strengthen you that whatever the situation is, there is a power, there is an ability to thrive. There is an ability. There is help and power to still live,
yeah.
To really live and to enjoy your life. Some of us stop living.
Yeah.
I remember life, even when I wasn't going through anything, I remember not living, but I had a survivor mentality, you know. It was like, and he's teaching me how to live. And he has allowed me, again, my story is he has allowed me to do what I do on Mondays, Tuesdays, most of the time it's a fast day. I don't really want to, sometimes I don't want to go into details of it, but there's things that he's given me strategically to do on certain days. I have my BFF day. Look forward to them all the time. Absolutely wonderful. But there are things that I do. There's things that I do with the church. There's intercessory prayer. I do thank God for my pastors. And so there are things that I do, and I'll do them, and I guess it would make sense, but the point, I do them no matter what I'm going through.
Yes.
I do them no matter how I'm feeling.
Yes.
And after I've done it, guess what? You already know. I'm walking in victory. It's like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord. You knew after this day I would need this, or after this situation I would do this. So now I'm not up and down, I am. God has given me things strategically that keeps that momentum going, keeps me moving forward. I'll put it that way, because we're not created to be stagnant.
That's right.
We're not. That's not how we create. We can't. Sometimes we feel good about where we're at, and we kind of be like, okay, I'm gonna just kick back.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not created to do that. We're either growing or we're digressing. That's why even in the Hebrew language, there's no word for retire. Why? Because you go back. Even Proverbs said, be teachable, keep learning.
Right.
I love Barry Bennett's testimony, that in his 30s, he was like, I'm going to learn Spanish. He was like, you can't learn a different language at that age. Why can't I? You know what I'm saying? And it's funny how we think, but it's like, always be teachable. Always learn something. Matter of fact, I just registered for school.
Yeah.
Why? And it's something like totally, even, I'm not going to say what I'm going to school for, but it's like totally out of my box.
Mm.
Totally out of my box. And I love that. I love that he is strategic like that.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes when we probably wouldn't put those two words together, but I realized when I looked at the days and the things that he has set up in my life, it is very strategic.
Yeah.
It keeps me full, sat fulfilled.
Yeah.
That's another thing too we have to settle. Who will fulfill you? Who will satisfy you? And I'm talking for someone who eats. Now, I've been with my friend a couple days, and I'm like, and I can really tell you a funny story about ice cream. But my friend likes ice cream. I'm going to just put it this way. Twice we've had ice cream before we've eaten anything. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is weird, but it's absolutely fun. She'll be cracking up. It was living. It really was. And I absolutely enjoyed every minute of it. It is totally being out the box and just loving life. But so there are things that God would have us to do. And he is allowing us, or I won't say it, but he's so personal,
yeah.
Again, that he knows what you need to do on Monday. He knows what you need to do on Tuesday to truly live a victorious life. And that maturity is to be at a place where it has absolutely nothing to do with how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not letting your feelings control you. Matter of fact,
amen.
They make horrible leaders.
Yeah.
And actually, I love that because that when he says count it all joy, it is another way of saying let your emotions follow your actions.
Yeah.
Don't let your emotions lead you. Let it follow. You choose and let your emotions and feelings are wonderful. But if you let them lead you, and I don't feel like it, we ain't going to talk about it. I don't feel like getting out of bed. We ain't going to talk about it. We can talk about what we just feel like doing, what we feel like going, whatever. But to allow our feelings to lead us, it's horrible. It's just a horrible choice. So in our maturity, we can choose. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
We really can have peace in the midst of what we're going through. We actually really can have joy. And I remember being that person, that loud person in the church, because I was determined to do whatever it took to release that power, that flowing joy out of my heart.
Yeah.
That, and I really didn't even altogether understand it back then.
Yeah.
When I would praise God like I did. I literally did something. Let me tell you what I did. got up off my pew, my seat, and did exactly what the devil told me not to do. Have you ever thought of it like that sometimes? He's like, they're going to be looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. I need what I need so bad.
Amen.
They just going to have to be looking at me.
Yeah.
I need to get it out. I need to shout it out. I need to sometimes scream it out.
Yes.
And I don't know what I was doing at church one Sunday. I will say it like that. But I went to the altar, which I usually don't do. I can't believe I'm telling this story. But anyways, I went to the altar. And it was just needing that infilling. Like I said, I couldn't even tell you when the last time I have been to the altar. And I hope I'm not giving the wrong message. Please go to the altar whenever you need to. But God was just pouring into me. And there was a brand new tongue that had came forth. But the funny part of the story was there were women that were praying with me. And they didn't interrupt me. They didn't do any of that. But I could feel them pushing me and encouraging me. Well, another lady who I had never seen before. My church is big. I don't think it's that big. But I've never seen it before. And she literally, stops me twice. She was like, oh, what's your name? I said, well, who does this? But anyway, now I got to remember why I was sharing the story. But how we're feeling in the presence of God. I said, maybe she thought, I needed help or something. Those who know me, sometimes I've held stuff in so long. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have, and I could kick myself for doing that, but sometimes I haven't really just let it loose, And I love my private time, my secret closet. I have that. I do that, and it's wonderful. But there's something about the corporate anointing, and it's filled me so. I was so thirsty, and it filled me so that when God was ministering to me, those hallelujahs and screams come out. And so people look, she came and she asked my name, and she was talking to me like I was, they talk to you like maybe you've been sinning or something. Girl, they're like, well, God, what is, I'm like, if you don't get y'all gonna sit down. That's what I was thinking. But I was like, yeah, why am I telling this story? But the power of praise,
yeah.
The power, again, that even for me, my freedom, my ability to walk in victory, it meant more to me. And matter of fact, I gave her, I said, well, maybe she needs something. Maybe she don't even know why she came up here. And that is it, that I didn't even allow that to bother me.
Right.
Let me love on you.
Yeah.
Let me. And I thought maybe she had a word. It was very generic. But it was really interesting experience. When I say interesting, it was interesting. But at the end of it, I said, well, maybe just let me love on her. You never know. She thought she was coming down for me. Maybe I need to be here. But anyway, I remember those testimonies.
Yeah.
I literally got up and said and would say what the enemy said, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to think this of you. And I'm like, this is my victory. These things that I'm about to quit, that's how I knew that, hey, you overcome. By the word of your testimony, by the Lamb of God and the word of your testimony. And so I know what it's like to fight, your feelings, fight to press in, to take back, to get out of your comfort zone, so to speak. I know what it means to do that. I know what it means to say thank you. To you, that's why I thought there's something powerful about a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely powerful about a thank you. But one of the things that I experienced, and this is one of the things that can cause grief, stress, de-stress, depression, whatever it is. Of course, I love John Maxwell's book, Encouragement Changes Everything. Encouragement is so powerful. But I remember being hurt. We can go through this church hurt stuff. We all have our stories. But I remember being hurt. But I always understood forgiveness. Yeah. I did understand for it, and I fought for it. I remember praying for the person that hurt me, or a couple of people, over and over again. But if you mention their name, there that tinge was still there. And it was, and I remember after 2.5, going on 3 years, that tinge, if you mention their name, it still was right there. Yeah. And I said, God, I absolutely don't want no one to occupy my heart in a bad way. No one. And I was upstairs in my son Taj's room cleaning his bathroom. And you know, those good quiet times when you do what you're supposed to be doing, God talks to you real good. And he told me to call this person. And in my pride, I didn't want to call him because he asked me to call him. He asked me to call this person during a time I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. I felt like everything I set out to do wasn't working. And you ever have somebody in your life that do kind of compare? Like, it made it a little harder. And so I was like, And so I finally was like, okay, I'm going to call her. But in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I said, there's no way this person's going to answer the phone. I think, you know, those busy people who, you know, they get their value from telling everybody how busy they are. But anyway, and I said, and he said, I'm going to tell you exactly what to say. I said, okay, because I wouldn't call no other way. There's no other way I would call unless he told me exactly what to say. It was really that bad. And I, like I said, I had been dealing with trying to get them out, you know, forgive and pray blessings over them over and over again, thinking that was the answer. He's like, that didn't, you see, that didn't work. And sometimes it could be that painful. It could be that rooted. Mm-hmm. And so I called the person. They answered. And before it went into any of that, you know, small talk, so to speak, I said, I called just to say thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for this. I mean, just thank you. When I was done, I literally felt free. And I could tell from the other end, they did too. There was nothing for them to say, complain about, nothing. It was the air, I can't explain to you, but the air was clear. Yeah. The air was clear. And I listen to Rabbi Laffan, and he talks about, from a Hebrew Jewish standpoint, how to stay free, how to walk in victory. They talk about that they practice writing. They keep index cards on them. They write 5 things every day, 5 things for which they're grateful for. But they talk about being extremely grateful. And no one gives a better example to me than Andrew Womack. He literally says, if someone stabs you with a knife, thank God the knife was clean. And ain't that extreme? His point is, find a reason. Find it. And it ain't going to be right here. It ain't going to be. In other words, we can go through things. It's not going to be obvious.
Right.
It's not. The thank you is not going to be obvious. Because I really didn't tell you what all this person did. Mm-hmm. They did things that we would fight people for. Mm-hmm. And he said, did they do anything good? Find it. Look for it. And I said, there's some things, yeah. And he said, tell them thank you. Give this to me. Give that other stuff to me. And that's what he meant. And that's something that we don't, sometimes we haven't gotten. Sometimes that's something we've struggled with. And that is that thankfulness that goes beyond the surface. Oh, you bought me dinner. Thank you. In other words, you did something nice for me. Thank you. Thank you. somebody just robbed you. Thank you that they didn't take, you know, your life. Thank you. They exactly. Somebody raped you. Well, thank God you didn't get a venereal disease. Mm-hmm. That may seem extreme, and I would dare not laugh about it, but it will keep, in other words, it's for you. It will keep you. It will keep the root of bitterness out of your heart.
Amen.
It will keep you completely free.
Yes.
Completely free. And so to wrap this up, yes, life has been tough. Things have been hard. The nighttime's been dark. But there has been a power of thankfulness and gratefulness that isn't just keeping me, but it's keeping me full. It's keeping me being a giver. It's keeping me strategic. It's keeping me living. I'm not surviving. I'm not just barely making it. And God took that out my mouth a long time ago. He said, Sundry, don't say you're okay. Say you're better than okay.
Amen.
Say you're unapologetically blessed.
Yeah.
Say you're going to finish strong.
Mm.
And so, Lord, I just thank you for this time of fellowship, the people of God. I thank you for your word, the testimony. I pray that it blessed your people. I pray that they're reminded that they are at the forefront of your mind.
Yes.
That they are at the center of your heart.
Yes.
That they trust in your love for them. They're not bragging about, oh, I love God. No, they're bragging about how much you love them. Their security, their foundation is in your love for them. And may that love keep them. May their faith be in the word of God. May they make room in their lives for your word. May they submit to it. May the word of God have final authority over their lives. It doesn't matter what the pastors say, the bishops say. May the word of God have final authority. May it be that powerful. May it be that solid rock.
Yes.
This is a life of faith that he's called us to live by. He's saying it has nothing to do with what you see, hear, feel, taste, touch. This is a faith walk.
Yeah.
It takes faith to be thankful and grateful when you've just been treated wrong, been treated badly, been stolen from, been abused verbally, physically. And the woman of God is saying, I can be grateful. I can have peace. I can count this a joy. That is it's possible to live like that.
Yeah.
It's possible, people of God. It's possible to my friends, to my family, to my nieces and nephews. The word of God is for you,
yeah.
Even you. It will transform your life. It's not about, don't conform. But be transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He's saying change. Repentance actually means to change the way you think.
Yeah.
To change the way you think. And so, again, I'm so thankful for the time of fellowship.
Yeah.
And that's exactly all I meant it to be, is a time of fellowship that we would remind each other who we are. That we would be that we would keep each other encouraged. And he says to do that in the book of Hebrews. He said that we would remind each other. As we know the end is near, we would remind each other and be encouraged. And whatever those days are, whether they're a year, 10 years, 20 years, that you can live them in victory. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful for the word tonight. And as you begin to minister about finding your thank you and your gratitude and being grateful. It's so funny because this morning when y'all rushed me out of bed and I had to get ready, I was standing in the mirror and I was saying, thank you, Lord, for every bounce check, every single one of them that bounced last week. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And I was saying, I thank you because you paid for every one of them.
Yeah.
You covered every one of them. And every late fee,
a bounce check fee. You're covering every one of them. And so I found my gratefulness, and I found the place to say thank you, even for something that most of us would be upset about or, you know, fretful about or whatever the case may be. But I was able to find that place to be grateful and to say thank you so that I won't have that negative feeling on the inside, or I won't be stressing or I worried, any of that negative response that come with the things that normally stress us. And so it was a wonderful reminder that we must, I used to have a little quotation on my text message. So every time I send it, it had this saying on it, and it was find the good.
That's it.
Find the good. And so in everything, we must find the good. Because when you find the good, saints of God, it alleviates the stress, the worry, the problematic things that cause us to fret because the situation seems like there is no good in it. Search for it. You'll find it. Even in the worst of times, even in the worst of situations, you will find, even if it's the very fact that you're still standing on your feet, despite it all, find the good, saints, so that you can move forward and see and know that in the end we have the victory. But you can't know you have victory if you can't see that it is good. No, it's better than good. Because that's what he said when he made you. It is very good. And so find the very good in all of the hell and the chaos that this life brings, so that in the end God is glorified and the enemy is terrified, because all you know how to do is to praise him for everything he allows you to endure in this life, that he's taking you from glory to glory, lifting you up and encouraging you to keep going, because he'll never leave you nor forsake you, even until the end of the age. I thank you so much for bringing the word of God tonight, Minister McWilliams. And I thank you all for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. Remember to tell a neighbor, tell a friend about the Light of Portland broadcast, that it might bless their souls as much as it has blessed mine. Until next Sunday evening, I pray that the Lord would bless you. I pray that the Lord would keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you, giving you both peace and prosperity, both now and forevermore. In the name of Christ Jesus, remember, find the good, saints of God, in every situation. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Until next week, be blessed. Good night.